And our next applicant is the Canopy Dance Theater of Madison. If we could look at a work sample. Please indicate when you've seen enough. We are 3 minutes into it.
One, two, three.
Thank you. And Tessa, once again, if you'd like to lead us off.
Canopy Dance Theater was organized to promote, encourage, and increase the public's knowledge and appreciation for the arts, including the art of dance, to coordinate and provide services to the arts to foster their growth and practice, and to engage in activities relating to they are a mid-sized arts group. Average budget is over $306,000, with majority of that going from income revenue is program services. Canopy does a lot with a modest budget. The artistic director and board takes many tasks to accomplish the success of the programs and performances. The dancers receive a modest compensation, and to offset this challenge, the dancers do receive world-class training. They tour and receive an increased stipends when possible. They have increased their annual income through ticket sales, donation, class fees, and grants. The impact is Canopy creates new work, concerts, and events that engage, educate, and entertain audiences. They provide outreach activities, working with community organizations, such as the Wisconsin Dance Council, to work towards the growth of the arts in the state. Evaluations include ticket sales, testimonials, surveys from audience, private donations from audience members, pre-show talks for audience response. Through their outreach educational evaluation tools are in just looking at increased attendance, student testimonials, and the alumni's having a career in dance. The dances includes work by artists, director, local, national, and international artists. Canopy performs a range of styles from classic modern dance from the early 20th century to new cutting edge and postmodern performances. Canopy is a resident company of the Overture Center. They reach approximately 10,000 people annually in performances. Between their performance season outreach and tours. In addition, 25 to 35 outreach events annually. Each season, they give out 400 to 500 free tickets to underserved groups, connecting to over 80 service agencies, schools, and centers in the Madison and surrounding communities. Through their dance academy, they serve over 100 students in a curriculum of dance for ages 3 years old to adults to pre-professional dancers. Canopy Studio Service serves 100 with affordable rental to about 12 other dance and movement groups. The company includes 12 dancers, some of faculty, 2 full-time directors, also faculty, 1 part-time admin staff, and I believe this person wear other hats. Canopy has a board of 9. They partner with the Martha Graham Center in New York and has been authorized to nominate 2 of their students to receive a scholarship to go to the school.
Maggie?
Echoing what Contessa said, they occupy a pretty unique place in the dance landscape in that they have the been licensed or out to stage masterworks from significant historic dance companies like Martha Graham, the Sokolow Dance Ensemble, and Doris Humphrey Foundation. They provide needs-based scholarships for their students. Their audiences have increased with sellout performances in recent seasons. They have encountered an increase in students and workshops. Many of their alumni have gone on to receive degrees in dance and to dance professionally. They created a long-range plan in 2004. They revised it in 2011. It's going to be revisited in 2019. It has general strategies outlined, no budget provided. They use an audience survey to evaluate their programs, and there is a sample included in the materials. They've also included an outline of their outreach plan, as well as their marketing and promotional plan.
Other comments?
The percentage from donations, 22.5% of the budget. And this, as I said earlier, with a different review, they tout, and well they should, that they're a resident company of the Overture Center. It would have been great to see a letter of support from the Overture Center outlining exactly what that means. Does it indicate financial support? Does it indicate any marketing support? Is the Overture Center leveraging those relationships to do special works? Any of that would be really cool to read.
And it's one of those requirements. If you have a significant partner, you need.
So I would have loved to have seen something there for that. Just to outline that. That said, I was pleased with the. There was a lot of at least effort made into the planning for the future, the fundraising plan, the marketing plan, all of that work that existed here, as is also required from the larger organizations. But generally, I thought that was great. I really would love to know what it means to be a resident company of the Overture Center, as it applies to this company.
Other comments?
They mentioned the competition of dance in the Madison area, and just looking at the things we've been talking about today, I think there's four dance companies we're going to be looking at, and to me that says Adachi mentions conflict of schedule sometimes. To me, that says there needs to be some collaboration between these groups in a community this size. I think it would be very helpful. I think they certainly are right on top of that list of dance companies, I just think they might be able to drive that because they have the facilities for planning and bringing people together.
You know, going back to their financial situation, I thought it was really interesting that they occupy, again, a unique place financially. They're sort of like halfway at $306,000 average budget. The next closest to them is Wild Space at $137,000, and then you jump up to the large organizations at $1 million. So Canopy's in this sort of weird $300,000 range, and everything else is very small or very large. So it seems like, it's kind of strange that they're in that weird place.
Strange as in you would expect them to be larger or smaller, or strange that they're able to thrive in a...
Strange that they're able to survive. I mean, they've been around since 1976. So in having this kind of unique modern dance performance and their mission, it doesn't appeal to everyone. So it makes me wonder how they're going to survive. You know, are they able to attract the kind of funding that they need from the community, from, corporate sponsors, to ensure that they are able to survive?
Is that noted as one of their challenges? Or is the financial situation noted?
I did not see that.
I didn't see that.
I was also noting that they are, they do a lot on very little.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible that they're able to accomplish so much with the staff size they have and the resources that they have. And looking at their organizational and their strategic goals going forward, they're super clear. I have a clear idea of how they're moving or what they want to accomplish moving forward. And I have a big question about who does all that work given their staff.
Yeah, they mentioned that throughout the throughout the application, how they work on a modest budget. I think they said that several times. And also identifying that the artistic director and the board share some responsibilities to make sure that they are accomplishing their goals. So,
a little over a minute left.
The reason I'm asking, and we can talk about this at the end there too, tomorrow, is that when we counsel groups around the state and we talk about growth, we don't always talk about, bigger is better or growing bigger. We talk mm-hmm. about growing deeper. Mm-hmm. So depending on what the organization needs. So what I'm trying to suss out here is there seems to be a concern about the budget, but I can't tell if it's because you don't think it's going to give them what they need to move forward, or you're just amazed that they can do the work that they're doing and there doesn't seem to be a problem,
just amazed.
Okay.
I this is where, not to stay on one issue more than any other, but when I'm looking at the 990, the occupancy cost for this organization is almost 25% of its expense budget. And in the absence of the outline of what the relationship is, my wonder, what's not answered for me is, does it cost you a quarter of your operations budget to be the resident company at the Overture Center? And what is the benefit of that to you, besides saying it? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's an unclear thing to me.
So, and that tells me
in the absence of that letter, so
we have to call time.
And so, for my clarification, your concern is that that their budget might be overreaching because they're giving 25% toward space rentals.
I could be wrong about that, but that's what I'm reading.
But
and having it clarified,
okay,
what that relationship is would have helped me a lot.
Got it. So as it stands, your concern about their budget is that it is not enough as it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that, John. Get that clear.